You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. Pastor Jonathan Fisk trying to help you take what you believe, why you believe it, and apply it to the world that you see out there around you, letting your faith be more than just something you say on Sunday mornings, but actually what you believe all the week long. Tell me to do that today, Dr. Bob Weiss of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, to bring up some of the last week's life issues, those things which connect to the value of human life, and also science, technology, how these things are interacting with us as we continue down this amazing 21st century and see what's coming down the pipe. Pastor Weiss, Dr. Weiss, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to, God's blessings to everybody. We're still in the some people call it post-resurrection, but once the resurrection of Jesus is always a resurrection, you know, and some people use that phrase a lot, and I'm just always kind of troubled by saying, well, it's the post-resurrection, and I guess it sort of is, but, so what I have to share with you is Oregon now, more recently, and I don't know if you're aware of this, they're changing you can have male, female, and now binary. So
what does that mean?
Well, that means you, in your birth certificate, you can say that our child is both. And if the person gets a little older and they want to change it, they can change it. In fact, you can go to there's a website that allows you to go to I'll see if I can find it later here, but it allows you to go to each state and find out exactly what the law is regarding to birth certificates, and all you have to do is to type in the search engine on your computer laws relating to birth certificate change, and you get every state. And then, so I always tell the guys at the seminary, you got to know this stuff now, because some birth certificates, like in Louisiana and Tennessee now, they're changing them to male, female, and then partner in one and partner two in terms of marriage certificates. So this is just one of those things that continues to get into this gender-neutral society where your sexual identity at conception, and I always say that because we're talking about, they always talk about you are what you are at birth, and you're not what you are at birth, you are what you are at creation, and that goes back to fertilization, excuse me, to the zygote, to the one-cell embryo. So for those of you who are listening, I would encourage you to not talk about the sex of the child at birth, but the sex of the child at conception, because the books on embryology clearly state that you are either male or female. And I know there's variations to this in terms of genetics, and I know that some parents have to make those decisions when a child is born with sex identification organs of both sex at birth, and they know that before, to be quite honest, because of ultrasonography. So those are medical decisions, but from the standpoint of what God has already created, I knew you before I formed you in Jeremiah 1:5. Clearly we are what we are at conception, and this is, of course, what we've always been teaching within the context of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So.
What this, amazingly, is just so anti-human, and I'm going to try to make that sort of a logical case for that here, because it is a fact that if you are born, conceived, with an X and a Y chromosome, you have a different genetic pattern that's going to carry your entire life long with you. And as a result, or if you're with an X and an X, you have a different genetic pattern. And as a result, you're going to have different health issues later in life. There are things that you will be predisposed toward, which you might want medical care for, that are connected to your X and Y or your X and X chromosomes. And what we're doing, very gradually, for the sake of some bizarrely radical sexual agenda, is removing that reality from science, which makes so little sense. It's certainly not a scientific move, right? And all I can see this doing, maybe not to this next generation, but if this is real for several generations long, this is going to end up hurting people physically when they're not getting the care they need later in life, because people don't know. You're susceptible to breast cancer. You're more susceptible to heart attack. That these are just realities that need to be looked into.
Well, yeah, and this is the whole situation. that I know we've talked about, but I'm happy that we're repeating. You know, the scriptures are loaded with mother of learning. Repetition is the mother of learning. Paul was good at that. Jesus, of course, is good at that. And so when you get into this kind of stuff, we say that Jesus died for more than our genes. And our identity, of course, is in a body and a soul. And the soul, of course, is not determinant on our genetic issues, but we talk about body and soul. And so, therefore, you're correct. When God created us, male or female, that's kind of what it happens. But our culture right now is really, in terms of the far liberal, progressive, mainstream, politically correct people out there, they say, well, come on, it's kind of the way it is, you know. And I hear this over and over on TV commercials. I see the total disruption and the abuse of our humanity in Christ. And so I think this is opening, and it has opened the door, and God always finds his way. So for us to be remain steadfast and movable, always abounding the work of the Lord, so that we can not back away from what God has created. And this is not to the exclusion, of course, of when God took on human flesh and he became a man, a real man, from certainly his conception was different. But he was in Mary's womb for, 38 to 42 weeks, as far as we can understand. And he was born in the pain of human childbirth and blood. So the scripture said he became less like one of us in every way, of course, without sin. So all of this stuff, I realize your listeners have heard this, but we certainly are encouraging them to go back to the basics. Open up your catechism, open up the scriptures, and there you have it. So just one last thing, that changing birth certificates in terms of sex designation state by state is in what's called Lambda Legal, Lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A, Legal. And it is one of those situations where they give you all the states and you click on the state. And most of these states will change this, but this is interesting. What they put on the birth certificate now is called amended. And this is something that is new. And this just came out actually about a year ago, where people now are doing this. But from God's word, it doesn't change. You are exactly right. You are what you are. So in terms of your creation and your creator, so... the other two that I have here, these are just absolutely bizarre. A lady up in Canada was hit by a car, and she's being compensated to pay for a surrogate mother. But in Canada, commercial surrogacy is illegal, which is kind of surprising me, but it is. But it's not illegal in, guess where? Good old Archie Bunker, U.S. of A. And so she's been paid because of the damages to her, and the damages are being questioned by several judges, but the judge actually laid out the case and said, look, she needs to be paid because of the damage to her. It may prevent her from having a child, so she'll be paid $100,000 in American money for an American surrogate, according to this judge. Who basically contravened Canadian law. So she will be coming to the United States. Now, what this brings up, of course, from our viewpoint, is once again here in the United States, we get into surrogacy, we get into the use of somebody else's womb, and we get into the use of violating the one flesh union between a husband and a wife. And I know there are some listeners that are thinking about this. I would wholeheartedly encourage them to go chat with their pastor about what it means, because the marriage vows that we go through, as you well know, Pastor, between a husband and a wife, these are vows, and then God blesses those vows. So once again, this whole issue of surrogacy is back, and so people where surrogacy is illegal, now they're coming to the United States. This is just one case of many I ran across, so that this is not something that we can just sort of sit back in the weeds and say, well, things have changed, and I'm so tired of that phrase, but things have changed, and so let's just deal with it, and it's no big deal. But there's no consideration for the welfare of the child, and on and on and on. So this, of course, is another big issue that's happening, and The other one also pertains to surrogacy over in Britain, and now it's here in the United States, where we have people on TV like The Modern Family, where surrogacy is being used. We've had this on other programs that have been saying this is just okay because surrogates may only be reimbursed for reasonable expenses, but the expenses usually add up to between $50,000 to $100,000. So once again, back to how the media is portraying surrogacy on television, and I just saw another sitcom that's going to be coming on that's going to deal with this. So it's becoming part of the lifestyle of Americans to the point where I fear they're just saying, well, this is kind of how life is right now.
Well, I mean, that's
our children.
That's what the media sure wants you to think that. I mean, they use the term mainstream now as if it doesn't mean radical and pushy with a progressive agenda. They're doing this on purpose so that we'll sit there and say, well, I guess that's the way it is now. I guess I can't do anything. And the thing is, we may not be able to do anything about the culture because there's a lot of people with their brains turned off out there who are going to let this stuff roll over them. But you as a Christian, you have your catechism. You know better. And so when you're seeing this stuff on the TV, at the very least, even if you like the show, you got to be working against the idea and defending yourself from thinking, oh, this is normal. This is just the way things are. No, it's not. This is not the way things are. And at a certain point, you don't have to watch the show. I mean, and this is one of the things that encourages me, at least, is things like ESPN has been moving a lot recently toward being intentionally progressive as well. And their numbers are dropping. So I'm not convinced the entire country is totally on board with this. At the very least, it is a push. It is a political push, not in terms of Democrat, Republican, but a political push in terms of a view for the future of the society of the world. And we don't have to buy it. And yeah, I'm not going to watch ESPN to hear them, you know, talk on gender politics. I'm going to turn that off because the only thing I cared about in the first place was the sports. Hopefully, thankfully, there are still people out there who have a little bit of common sense left. The thing is, speak up, right? Be a part of it. Say something. With about a minute left here, Dr. Weiss.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of where we always come back to, Pastor, is the whole issue of Christian witness and you will be my witnesses. That's the first part. The second part is we need to be teaching and not just the pastors, the DCEs, and other church professional workers out there teaching, but all the people that sit in the pews, the lay Christians who have other various vocations, need to be teaching by their Christian witness, wearing the cross, maybe putting the Bible on their desk without the fear of retribution, or maybe a catechism, or maybe a devotional book, like Daily Walks with Jesus. That was one of my mom's favorites. She went through about six of those in her lifetime and wore them down, or other devotional books. That we have, you know, that you can get through your churches. So there are things that can stimulate a discussion about whose we are in Christ. And I think this is kind of what we need to be doing is not to back away, but to, when the Holy Spirit opens the door, to step through and with boldness, not to grind our axe, but to say, just like Paul did on Mars Hill, let me just tell you about what Jesus has to say about living the life of Christ in this world.
My guest, Dr. Bob Weiss of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, talking about life issues and your worldview, which is founded in who Jesus is and what he's done for you. I'm Pastor Jonathan Fisk. Look forward to waking up with you at the dawn.